Podcast, Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Hey, I've been gone a while. I've missed you. I hope you've missed me. And it's Christmas. Merry Christmas. I decided Christmas Eve, which is now, to put a show out at midnight tonight, Christmas, as a gift to myself and to everybody out there that listens. I hope you guys get a chance to listen on Christmas in between craziness. I know that's what Christmas is really all about, is the craziness. It's not really all about that, but you know what I'm saying. From beginning to the end of the day, you're just like blah, 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 blah. Anyway, okay, so yeah, my day is going to be crazy tomorrow. It's just me and my child and then my girlfriend and her kids, and it's gonna be, yeah, you know, three kids. All right, so let's talk about a few things. One, if you're listening on iTunes, please leave a review. I would appreciate that. It helps me out in the standings. Also, I'm on Podomatic, iTunes, and PodcastRockCity.com. If you go to PodcastRockCity.com, there's a little button up at the top. It says T-shirts. Order a T-shirt. Podcast Rock City T-shirt or a sweatshirt or, you know, anything like that. Ken Mills from the Podkist, he set up the store for me, and his design and everything, it's awesome. It's really cool. He's the man. He's the Podfather. Also, don't forget to check out all the shows, the podcast shows that are Kiss related and not Kiss related. I'm going to get into a few of them. Strange Ways, Jody, my brother from another mother, finally got his computer working, and he's back, you know, doing shows. Don't forget the Podkist. Don't forget, oh, that's Strange Ways. I don't know if I said that or not. My brain is kind of mush right now. Don't forget Pods and Sods, Decibel Geek, Pod of Thunder. There's just so many of them, you know, to mention. I also want to talk about Cassius Morris. Cassius is the youngest podcaster that I know, and I've done a couple shows with him, one on his show, or I've done two of his shows, and he's done one of mine, and it's been a lot of fun, and he has blown up once he's not exclusively doing Kiss anymore, but he's doing all kinds of music. But he, you know, recently got in touch with Adam Carolla. And then I believe it was Joe Rogan he did a show with. And it's just amazing the way this is all blowing up for this kid. And to be honest with you, and I know you've heard me say it before, but a number of us have said he's going to make it one day. He'll be the real deal. Don't forget Mitch LaFon as well. One-on-one with Mitch LaFon, those shows are always great. He interviews everybody as well. But one of the subjects that I wanted to get to today was Cassius's interview with Eric Singer. Now, you know, there's a lot of stuff to cover in the article, and I'm only going to pick one thing, and it's the thing that got like all the headlines, and it was how he probably would not be interested in being in Kiss without Paul and Gene. And basically he said, Gene and Paul are the main cogs in the Kiss machine. Now, the funny thing about that is that he used the word cogs, and you know, they're in watches, and he's a big watch guy. And I'm sure every one of you that read the article, but my thing is I'm sitting back and I'm going, if I'm going to have Paul and Gene out of the band, then I want a whole new band. I don't want Eric Singer and Tommy Thayer. I want four guys. I've never seen their faces. I want you to start the whole thing over again. It's cool if you leave the makeup on. It's cool if you do the same songs that Paul and Gene and Ace and Peter wrote, but I want four new guys. I want the anonymity to go. Yeah, that's a tough word to say. I want that again. I want, you know, them covering their faces when they go into, you know, the dance place or a rock club, or just like, you know, the old days. I don't know if they could capture that again, but it would be cool. I think it would be cool if they could. I don't know. I wonder how you guys feel about it. I'm sure that most of you would be curious a little bit, but at the same time be like, okay, once Paul and Gene are over, have it over with. You know, but we know that's not going to happen. We know that it's going to wind up somewhere like Vegas, you know, like the Beatles thing, Beatlemania, where you got four guys, you know, putting on Kiss shows. And, you know, I've heard it suggested that the Kiss show that would be like Beatlemania would go through eras of Kiss, you know, start in the Leather and Studs, wind up, you know, in the Dynasty era as you go through each album, each show, you know, Unmasked at some point, or, you know, if that even matter, you know, if that would even, you know, if they would even do anything once they took the makeup off, like Lick It Up and stuff like that, or would it just, you know, concentrate on Kiss in makeup, the original run. So I don't think that I would want Eric Singer in the band. I appreciate Eric Singer. He has helped keep my favorite band going along with Tommy Thayer. I'm going to get hate mail for that because they're going to be like, Joe, you're a Kool-Aid drinker. Screw you. I want my band to stay around. You know, it's like, this is, I understand where you're coming from. So if you don't like the band, stop listening. But I want, you know, more Paul Stanley. You know, I'm a big fan. I want more Gene Simmons. I want the band to keep going. The music I like every time. I like Monster, and I liked Sonic Boom, and I didn't have a problem with it. You know, they weren't the best albums like Paul thought they were, but still, it's Kiss music, and that's what we want. I want to know how you guys feel about it. podcastrockcity@gmail.com. Let me know what you guys think. I'm really, really interested in that. Also, I just saw, I'm not going on Kiss Cruise 5. I just can't do it. I can't afford it. I have other things that I need to take care of financially, and I have a girlfriend that really wants to take a vacation with me this year since we missed last year, partially because we weren't dating, and then at the end of the year, I went on the Kiss Cruise without her, and I had an awesome time with my buddy Bruce, but this year, I'd much rather go on a vacation with her. I'm not whooped. Don't be sending me letters telling me I'm whooped. It's not about that. It's about, you know. Anyway, they're doing something different where apparently if you have four people in a room, they only give you two tickets to the indoor show. This is the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my life. It's almost like, you know, four people are going to pay to be in the room, but they're only giving you two tickets. Apparently it has something to do with overcrowding, and, you know, people are pissed. Now, are we surprised by that? No, because Kiss fans get aggravated for everything. Tommy's wearing Ace's makeup. Eric's wearing Peter's makeup. The set list is awful. I can't believe that this tour, blah, 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 that, and blah, 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 that. You know, we're a fickle group. You know, even myself, I'm the same way. I am not immune from this. I bitch, moan, and groan about, you know, things that the band does from, I mean, hell, I did a show back in, you know, early Podcast Rock City days when I started on my own, and I said I didn't really like the idea that they played in suits for that, you know, one-off show, and then they did it on the Kiss Cruise, and I loved it, so screw me. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about half the time anyway. So, but the problem is that they want to charge you $250 extra to go into that show if you are a third or fourth or fifth person in a room. Now, my understanding is, and I'm not 100% on this, is that if you have a balcony room or bigger, you know, where you have that many people in a room, you know, normally, you know, everybody gets a ticket. I might be wrong, but that's what I read. But $250? What the hell? If I want to pay $250, I better be damn close. That's all I'm going to say. If I'm going to have to pay $250 extra, you better put me up front. I mean, you know, a ticket to a Kiss concert, normally to get in the front row, you know, if I'm paying $200, damn, Gene better be vomiting blood on me, on my face. You know, I know you guys out there spent way more money to go to a show than I ever have. But damn, $250 extra. So if there's two people in the room, it's $500 for them to get in. I'm sorry, I'm against this. I don't like the idea. It really feels like it's another money grab, and I don't know if this is Sixth Man's idea or this is just Kiss's idea, but whatever. That's insanity. I mean, that amount of money to me, who a person like myself, who I don't make a lot of money, so the idea is insane. Okay, so let's talk about Paul Stanley was on Queen Latifah. I hope you guys enjoyed that. It was really good. He really got in a little deep with, you know, how he felt while he was doing Phantom of the Opera. If you get the opportunity, Podcast Rock City on Facebook, I'm going to have the video of the interview as best I can. I can't seem to find the entire thing, but I'm pretty sure I can find the part where he's talking about doing the Phantom of the Opera. Speaking of Paul Stanley, what the hell is with that Folgers video commercial? And have you guys noticed that it's disappearing everywhere? My buddy Nickelbag Rick suggested that every penny that Paul Stanley made making the Folgers commercial, he is now spending to have people remove it off the web, which I find totally hilarious. It is disappearing everywhere, completely out of nowhere. Like, the audio was always out there, but all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Paul Stanley's video is so stupid. He's not stupid. It's stupid. It's just so, I'm Paul, look at me, I'm Paul. I don't know. It's just, and there's the whole circus thing going on, and it's just really silly. And I haven't met one person that has thought, man, this is awesome. This is the coolest thing. I want to go out and buy some Folgers. Oh, by the way, I drink Folgers, so if Folgers is listening and they want to send me awesome coffee because I think their coffee is the best, you can go ahead. I'll you email me, podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. Of course I'm not getting more coffee. Of course, I'm not getting free coffee, but it was a joke. All right, so then Gene Simmons was on Wendy, I think her name is Wendy Williams, and that was really good. I thought it was, I'm just like, you know, how rude is it to anybody else that whenever Gene sits down, his wife and his daughter are sitting there, and you want to talk about all the women he has screwed over his lifetime. Never mind that he's gone ahead and got married, he's gone ahead and, you know, quote unquote, legitimized his children. You're really going to bring up the, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 women, whatever it is, that he slept with in front of his wife? You're a douche for doing that kind of thing. I felt it was so disrespectful. And I'm sure that Shannon wasn't like, you know, but think about it. Imagine sitting at the dinner table, you know, you're eating dinner, you got your wife there, and then your brother-in-law or your brother goes, hey, remember that girl you used to bang a long time ago? Be like, what the hell are you? It's not new to her. I get it. It just feels rude. And then his daughter's sitting there. It's like, come on. She knows. All right, I get it. She knows. But still, why do you have to do that? I know you're the gossip queen, Wendy. But damn. Anyway. All right, so let's see. What else is... don't forget, I always go to kissasylum.com for all my news. It is by far one of the best websites and my favorite for getting my news. Oh, Ace Frehley did an interview for VH1 Classic Best of 2014, and he's like, still on that, Paul and Gene are going to regret not performing at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ace, no, they're not. They don't care. The whole point was they wanted respect. They wanted respect for every member in the band that had ever been in the band. not just you, not just Peter, not just them. If they were trying to, you know, make themselves look good, they wouldn't have given a damn about Eric Carr and Mark St. John and Bruce Kulick. And they wanted every person mentioned at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they wanted every person inducted. And I don't at all think that's wrong. I think every member should have been in. Surely you and Peter are more important, or were more important, to the beginning of the band, but the middle of the band, Paul and Gene and Bruce and Eric and Vinny and Mark St. John and Eric Singer were more important to the band that kept going. So of course every member should have been in the band. I know this is a dead horse, but damn, you need to stop talking about it. Let it go. They are not upset. They're not upset. They're not going to regret it. They're, you know, it's like big deal to them. You know, it's like they've played in front of, you know, 147,000 people, you know, playing in front of, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is, I guess it would be cool, but apparently it wasn't worth it to them to, you know, not do what they wanted. And you know all those other bands get to do what they want. You know damn well when Nirvana said, we're going to play, but we're going to do this, they went, oh yeah, no problem, we'll kiss your ass while you do it too. You know, but no respect for Kiss. So Paul and Gene, you know, I think they did the right thing, personally. If you disagree with me, send me a letter and let me know. PodcastRockCity1@gmail.com. Okay, so that's what I've got so far. I've got more shows coming out soon. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Please send me a message if you got any questions. If you got a topic of a show you want me to do, send me a message. In the new year, I'm going to start doing shows every week again. I've just been so busy with work and family and everything else. I'll get more into that in the beginning of the year. Merry Christmas, Merry Kissmas. I love you guys. I appreciate you listening. Don't forget to go to podcastrockcity.com and order a t-shirt. And don't forget to listen to all my friends. Oh, Matt Porter. Don't forget Matt Porter in the Kiss Room. Every month, his show is live. And you can hear great discussions, great music, live on the internet. He does it out of on Montco Radio. It's always great. Everybody that I've mentioned in the show and everybody that I met on Kiss Cruise this year, I really appreciate you guys. You know, whether you were from Australia or whether you were from, I mean, you guys were everywhere. You know, Austria, I remember you guys. It was great meeting you too. It was totally cool this entire year to do a show all by myself and to get respect from my peers and love from you guys and great mail, and I really appreciate it. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and I'll see you guys next year. Peace!
Greetings from Jen Bell, Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast wants to invite you to a rock and roll party. Bon Jovi have not, D-Rock, and Clinton Harris are the strangest Kiss podcast known to our scientists at this time.
Pretty mystical.
Your Kiss Army bros celebrate and discuss the Gods of Thunder. Kiss! You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher and blah, blah, blah. Just Google it. Thank you and keep on rocking.
They are serious.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Montco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Montco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
I am Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast, Creatures of the Net.
Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a KISS fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it!
We'll see you here.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah.
Oh, f***. Oh, f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washtub bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're gonna come over and do my album?
KISS podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right, their daddies are all right, they just seem a little weird. They even got their KISS records out. This is Ken from the PodKISS. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a KISS fan, chances are you checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the PodKISS feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of PodKISS. Tell a friend about PodKISS today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. PodKISS.
That's a picture of Joseph KISS Sr., who came up with the vision of KISS in 1753.
Right, that Joseph KISS.
That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph KISS Sr.
All right. Hi, KISS fans. This is J.R. Smalling, and I'm pleased to announce the release of our new book, Out on the Streets, written by me and the other members of the original KISS crew. This book chronicles the glory days of the hottest band in the land from 1974 to 1976. You'll hear the real tales of what it was like to be on the road with KISS during those early years. For more information or to purchase, visit our website, www.theoriginalkisscrew.com. That's crew with a K. You wanted the book and you got it. And we hope that you enjoy it.